Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Em and Charlize with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, this story contains references to sexual assault. At the start of this week, Queensland's new sexual consent laws came into effect, and with them come a change towards affirmative consent. Queensland originally defined consent as being freely and voluntarily given by a person with the cognitive capacity to give it, and now given has been changed to agreed, to recognise that consent must be affirmative and must be given. The move comes as a recommendation from the final Women's Safety and Justice Task Force Hear Her Voice report. Additionally, the changes will make stealthing, the act of removing a condom during intercourse, illegal and considered a form of rape. After years of delay, the Wangatti walking trail that snakes from Palm Cove to Ellis Beach foreshore in northern Cairns is now open to the public. The 8-kilometre track is part of a $47 million project to create a 94-kilometre hiking and cycling path that follows ancient travel and trade routes used by local Indigenous peoples for thousands of years. The Wangatti is set to become one of the few extended hiking and cycling routes within a tropical rainforest in the world. In national news, more than 9,000 New South Wales nurses and midwives walked off the job in a 24-hour pay rise strike. Health workers marched across the CBD towards Parliament House, disrupting the proceedings. As the lowest paid in the country, the state's Nurses and Midwives Association are seeking a 15% pay rise in 1 year. They've been cancelled, offering 3% with back pay on the condition that the strike is cancelled. 494 elective surgeries were cancelled and 81 hospital beds were closed.
New government data shows the rate of stimulants and antidepressants prescribed to young Australians has doubled in the past 10 years. Medication to treat ADHD saw the biggest increase, with under-18s prescriptions quadrupling from 2013 to 2023. Patrick McGorry, psychiatrist and professor at the Melbourne University, says mental illness in young Australians has significantly increased, labelling it as the global mental health crisis. Clinical researcher Harriet Hiscock claims the reduced stigma among young Australians makes coming forward more socially acceptable, and others blame factors such as global instability and the rise of social media for fueling this medication increase. Doctors stress that these medications should be used alongside therapy and a healthy lifestyle maintenance. And in international news, US President Joe Biden addresses global wars in his final speech to world leaders at the United Nations General Assembly. Biden declared that a diplomatic solution to Israel's attacks on Lebanon is possible and that Russia's war in Ukraine has failed. Biden said that a diplomatic solution is still possible, in fact remains the only path to lasting security. Full-scale war is not in anyone's interest. And for the weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 18 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 9, which is in the very high band. For the Brisbane tides on the bar, next tide is in 8 hours and 11 minutes. Next low tide is in 1 hour and 1 minute. And that's all for your news at 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.